Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and I've been on Audrey Russo's show for years. I want to tell you, you'll be making a bad mistake if you don't tune in to Audrey Russo every time she's on the air.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. For over 2 years, we were lied to and called conspiratorialists for simply asking questions about the China virus and the jabs. But now, one by one, like dominoes, those conspiracy theories are being proven true. When will the apologies and mass recompense begin? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military and intel analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Audrey.
Well, it's so great to have you back. I can't wait to that. We have so much to discuss, and we're going to start out with this. I'm sure millions upon millions of people tuned in to Tucker to find out, finally, you know, those 41,000 hours that we were being, that we own as the people, that were being withheld from us to further support lies. And it was... It's exactly what we thought, isn't it, Tom? They lied, didn't they?
And really, it is going to prove so much on all the conspiracy theories that have been lined up by the Democrats and the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
Let me just give a quick background. But this all started when Americans want to understand why, because I want to jump in to quote the 6th January 21 insurrection. But this was all started under the Obama disinformation campaign in his 8 years as president. And he frankly took the Patriot Act and all the global war on terror protection mechanisms we had in and politicized them and militarized them for his advantage. And the clearest example was last night, Tucker Carlson shows up with those 40,000 plus hours of video. And the most damning, Audrey, of course, is the shaman, right, who's in jail now for 4 or 5 years, whatever.
A Navy veteran, too. He's a Navy veteran.
Yeah, yeah. Navy veteran. And he was escorted. He had an honor guard escort, in my terminology, military,
yes.
Escorting him around the Capitol.
Yeah.
And it was a deliberate way they treated him,
yeah,
with great honor. And so that's the one slide you need to know and see and say, this was not an insurrection. The Democrats did not include that in their hearing. And
Democrats and two Republicans. Let's not forget the fraud on the part of the Republicans. Because my indictment right now is, we already know that the Democrats are a demonic party. I believe what we saw so far, it was an indictment against the GOP, because the lying narrative came from the Democrats, but the Republicans ran with it. And these people that they did this to were their voters, were their constituents.
Correct.
And they lied, and they continued to lie. And then the Democrats turned and said to the Republicans, you did this. You incited this. So, I mean, I have to wonder sometimes, is there a gas leak in the offices of the GOP on the Hill? Because how could you be so dumb as to carry the water for the Democrats? And they turned around and did what they normally do. They're traitors. They're liars. They're cheats. They're not going to support you. So you supported their lie, and then they blamed you for it.
Yeah, that's our rhino faction that we have, that we've got to get rid of, led by McConnell and others up there. But you're absolutely right, and I had not been considering that. But you're absolutely right on that. There's no question, Audrey. But all the pictures they show, and they show, and he's going to show tonight some more of the government agents, all the government agents that were in there that were deliberately provoking people and inciting them.
Yes.
And
it was entrapment, is what it was.
It was entrapment. It was the Kristallnacht almost of what Hitler did in the Reichstag in Germany before World War II.
Unbelievable.
And they ran for it for the last 2 years, two and a half now almost. And just with those, that 1 hour show last night,
right,
much of it devoted to that, the American people can see the censorship that the Democratic Party is putting out over us. I mean, you go to Twitter. If Elon Musk had not bought Twitter, we wouldn't know that they had 80 former CIA and FBI people working for them, communicating daily with the FBI, DHS,
Exactly. This is against the people. This is the people paying these agencies, and they've turned against the people.
Exactly, Audrey. And so now it is clear and out in the open. And when you look at that, you look at the Russian hoax. That was one of the conspiracy theories that we talked about very early. It wasn't a hoax. It was true. And in fact, the government proved it was true. They couldn't prove there was a Russian hoax. The Mueller investigation completely exonerated President Trump. You look at COVID-19 now that just came out, that the Department of Energy and the FBI are saying it came from the lab.
Well, now think about that. There were hundreds of people who were silenced, defamed, and canceled for even suggesting that theory. So where's our apology?
You have not and will not hear about it.
Yeah.
And the mainstream media is not reporting it. But I'm going to add to that, they're saying that it was an accidental release. I am saying it was a deliberate release, and we'll lead into that and something I want to talk about later about unrestricted warfare that the Chinese are doing.
Right.
I mentioned before here.
Right.
But that's going to turn out to be that it was a deliberate biological attack on the United States, followed up clearly by the vax. Everything is now coming out on the vaccination.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Going to people's health, certain people.
Yeah.
Some people it doesn't bother.
No.
But people, the increased death rate, blood clotting, a whole host of things that undertakers are seeing, and it's not getting much publicity.
No.
But the vax is, in fact, another biological attack. And then you have fentanyl, 100,000 people a year. That's the same rate we had killed in action in World War II. It is twice the rate that we had in all the years in Vietnam, where we lost 55,000.
Yeah.
And what has the president said to Xi Jinping? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. So you were talking about, like, you know, we were saying the conspiracy theories. Well, what a coincidence. All the conspiracy theories are coming to fruition like dominoes. And just going to point out a couple, and you might want to add to this. At the beginning of the scamdemic, when Dr. Geert Vandenbosch warned that imperfect and overused vaccines could lead to dangerous viral mutations, and he's an expert, okay? The idea was censored heavily. And I mean, it was, what was insane here is it was censored on social media and he was called a quack. Now the idea is being taken up by the mainstream news, pointing to a January 1st opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal that asks if vaccines are fueling new COVID-19 variants. But you couldn't ask that question 2 years ago, could you?
No, you were stymied. You were thrown off of Twitter. All the other social medias. So the fact is, as you're pointing out, it is now coming to fruition in facts that these conspiracy theories are in fact true.
Yeah. So, of course, the lab leak theory, which, you know, we have been talking about with you and on the show for some time, wasn't a conspiracy theory. The idea that COVID-19 could have originated in the laboratory was heavily maligned and censored. Yet now there's a legitimate discussion about the possible lab leak causing the pandemic, and the FBI even admits it now.
Yes, and Audrey, you broke it early. You had the courage to have people on, like myself and others, who you do. We and us had information backing it up, which is now proving to be true. And so God bless you for doing that.
Thank you.
And for listeners to know that they are getting facts that the mainstream media will not discuss at all.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, we're censored.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. But the mainstream media pushed, remember the narrative? I mean, it was ad nauseum that the COVID-19 vaccines were safe and effective with only minor side effects. Anyone who believed otherwise, like us and, oh my gosh, I don't know, thousands actually of experts throughout around the globe, otherwise were ridiculed and considered anti-vaxxers, or if they were doctors, quacks to society. Now it's undeniable that there are serious side effects, including death. Big Pharma now even had to admit their COVID-19 jabs can cause serious blood clots, that they don't stop transmission, and that they wear off in a matter of months. But of course, we all know that they weren't going to not only wear off, they were not a flu shot. They were gene therapies that were never before used in humans. Don't they at least owe us an apology? I mean, they destroyed some people's careers.
Well, in addition to their lives and careers and lives, the deaths that occurred because people would not let out the right information, and they made it mandatory, and that was the difference. They made it mandatory.
Yeah, that was stunning, because even with the military,
yeah.
You know, to do this to them, and you have young men that are dying for nothing, for this thing. They used them as guinea pigs and tried to force them. Some of them were forced out. Now, of course, I believe, if I'm correct, they have to reinstate them with back pay. Is that correct?
Well, that's what President Trump is saying, but that is not in the law now. That was not National Defense Authorization Act to do that. That should be. There are and the number is pretty close, but there are upwards of 100,000, I think, from all the services, to include the Coast Guard, that were forced to leave the service because they wouldn't get the vax.
And now they're desperate for people to come in because they can't recruit.
Exactly.
I mean, these are fools. These are utter fools. These flag officers that are in right now, they're going along with this. They're a disgrace, are they not?
They are. I'm embarrassed to say that, Audrey. I'm embarrassed to say that all the things they're doing with the mandatory vaccination, kicking cadets and midshipmen out of the academies, out of the services. But they also went to the medical professionals, and they also went to first responders. And that's our national security, those three, DOD, Department of Defense, first responders, and medical professionals, and they made it mandatory. They did not have to do that.
It seemed intentional to me. It seemed intentional to do harm to our national security. Am I really out there with that one?
I agree. I haven't heard anyone bring that up yet, but in my humble opinion, that is true. It's and the other thing is, Dr. Fauci lied under oath because he was funding the EcoHealth that was funding, putting dollars into gain of function at the Wuhan lab.
And is he, now, if you or I lied before Congress as many times, just even once, wouldn't we be in the pokey right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he must be held accountable.
Yeah, I did. You know, let me tell you something. If they think we will, they can slink away and we'll forget what they did to us, they're gravely mistaken. We will never forget what they did to us.
We cannot, Audrey. And it goes back to my initial opening comment. President Obama knew 2 weeks before he left office, when he lifted the gain of function restriction and approved CDC and Fauci of moving that money to China, he knew it and he did not tell President Trump. He must be held accountable.
Yes. Yes.
Be held accountable.
Absolutely. I wanted to jump over to Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's ordered, this ties into what we're just discussing here, it's not even changing gears, because he's called for the destruction of all COVID-19 vaccine stockpiles on Russian soil, citing an undeniable connection between what has been dubbed the Moscow Vax and a sudden surge in HIV infections in vaccinated persons. What happened to safe and effective? Weren't many of those manufactured in China?
Yes, they were.
And how many people here have HIV and they don't even know it?
Exactly. And the fact is, although I haven't gotten confirmed from a second source that Putin did that, I saw something today that I could call it a second source, but I want to be a little sensitive to that till mm-hmm. we make it a hard confirmation. But he made the decision, it appears, that President Putin did, to get rid of the vax. And what's even more important in America is they have made it mandatory for the children to have it.
That's sick.
And when you do that, you legitimize it. Look, Big Pharma has been cheating America. And all we needed was hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
Yeah.
We did not need the vaccination. I'm not a doctor. Everybody must understand that. I'm an ex-fighter pilot. But I took hydroxychloroquine for 2 years in Vietnam during 4 tours over there. And that was to prevent malaria. So it was at least 5.5 to 6 million Americans were taking it. It was hydroxychloroquine is, in my opinion, a wonder drug. And when President Trump mentioned it, who was quick to tell him, no, that wasn't correct? Dr. Fauci. And then they restricted the sale of it and the distribution of hydroxychloroquine.
Right. Right.
Makes you wonder.
Well, they knew. Look, we're not dumb, though they think we are. They did this. They knew what they were sticking into people's arms. They, when they saw how people obeyed, because when you put people in a state of fear, they're going to obey in order to get out of the situation they are. They're afraid. They did this on purpose. And they knew exactly what was going to happen when it came out. You know, they're already, don't be deceived. They already want to try out some new HIV drug. So they figured, well, we don't have people really getting that as much as we did in the 80s. So maybe we'll just give it to them and then we'll have the medication for it. If they suddenly come out, you know, we have a drug for that, you know, because this is what I believe that they were trying to, if you had one faction like Bill Gates that wanted to reduce the world population. That's why he's so heavily invested in vaccines. And then you had those in Big Pharma that wanted forever customers. And this is what we have. But I want to jump over to the CCP. This is very dangerous because while we're preoccupied with what they did here, something else is going on. Over 20 years ago, two senior officials of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and the People's Liberation Army, PLA, published a book on military doctrine designed to defeat an adversary using non-military means, and also called Unrestricted Warfare. Would you share what with the listeners what unrestricted warfare entails, and can you tell us if the CCP has been following this directive under the radar to defeat America?
Yes, Audrey, that's an excellent question. Unrestricted warfare was promulgated by their equivalent of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Hei Taiwan, back in around 2005. And it said that the Chinese would get global domination over the United States and other adversaries, not by using kinetic warfare, in other words, bombs and bullets, but by using massive biological warfare and cyber warfare. And lo and behold, come 2019, late, early 2020, the world gets hit with COVID-19. Now, that's why I am saying, because it was part of their doctrine that they promulgated for global domination, that it was deliberate. Too many people are on the air are saying, and very prominent people in the government and Republicans, that this was an accidental leak. It wasn't. In my opinion, based on the unrestricted warfare, it was a definite, deliberate attack.
Well, you know what supports what you just said? There was one of the doctors that is, well, probably in hiding here now, but she was on with Tucker several times. She said the security that there is in that, the level of that Wuhan lab, it's impossible that it was an accidental leak. It had to be intentional. So she even supports you on that.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because we're naive to think, after they promulgated this, and everybody knows that by 2030, they're 2035 somewhere, they're looking for global domination,
yeah,
that this is their intent. And unfortunately, the U.S. government, CDC, Dr. Fauci, supported it with gain of function. So that's why he must be held accountable. And all these conspiracy theories, again, Audrey, that you have had different people talking about, are coming to fruition.
Yeah.
They're being backed up by hard evidence. I mean, another one, of course, is calling mothers and dads at schools that were opposed to critical race theory and these other gender-changing things are being called by the FBI as white terrorism, or Catholics that go to Latin Mass are called white terrorists.
This is insane. You know, China is playing us for fools, and well, I guess with Biden at the helm, it's plausible. But Japan, Taiwan, and South Korea are doing joint exercises together to ready themselves for a threat from the CCP. Do they know something we don't?
Yes, they do. They're living there. And so we should take cognizance of what they're saying. I believe we should form a PATO, Pacific Area Treaty Organization, to contain China, just like we did NATO after World War II.
Do you think they see something? I mean, of course, obviously, they're in the area. But for them to do this, they're seeing China as a threat to all of them.
That's correct. And they are a threat to all of us. They're a global threat. And the danger is they're becoming aligned with Russia on this Ukraine issue. Hmm. Very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS? Order your books that you did, one with Gerald Valley, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, A Blueprint for Saving Our Country. Where can they do all that?
All that information, Audrey, I send to the Citizens Commission on National Security.org. That's where they get it. You can get the America's Endgame for the 21st Century in Amazon or other bookstores. But like this speech will go into the Citizens Commission on National Security.org, and they can get it there.
Excellent, excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links that the General just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely, Audrey, and God bless you for your courage to have people like me on to tell you what's really going on in America.
Thank you so much. And until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.